The Prime Minister has labelled Labor's plans to provide abortion services free of charge in public hospitals as divisive. Under the $9.3 million plan, Labor would link public hospital funding to the provision of reproductive health services. Abortion laws vary from state to state, but Shadow Minister for Women, Tanya Plibersek, says the federal government should provide health services for everyone.
80% of Australians support a woman's right to choose. And when we're running public services like our health system overall, we have to respect the majority and make laws that respect the views of the majority.
Dr. Steve Robson is a Canberra-based obstetrician and a spokesperson for the Australian Medical Association. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
So what do you make of Labor's proposal? What are the benefits from a public health standpoint?
Well, I think there's absolutely no doubt that making reproductive health choices more available for women is good for the community. I mean, even the World Health Organization supports safe access to reproductive health services like abortion. And all we know that the more difficult to obtain these services are, the more difficult it makes it for women. So we certainly support public programs that support choice for women.
Shadow Minister for Women, Tanya Plibersek, talked this morning about women having to travel interstate to access terminations and the cost barriers associated with that. Would this policy fix those problems, resolve those problems?
Well, I think the policy, as I read it, is about making services more accessible and making sure that women who are at disadvantage, women who are remote and rural, for example, who may face barriers to accessing these services, have greater access. And we firmly believe that access to health services is fundamental to a healthy community, and we certainly support that.
The PM suggested that this was a divisive policy when he was asked about it today. As we know, abortion is an issue which some people have very strong views on. Can you see that being a barrier to implementing a policy like this? I mean, Tanya Plibersek says 80% of Australians are in favour, pro-choice, are in favour of abortion services, but there are many Australians who are not comfortable with this.
No, look, I take the point and I recognise that there are differing points of view, but at the end of the day, it's a health service. It's a decision that a woman makes with her doctor. In many years that I've been involved in women's health, I have certainly never known it to be an easy decision for any woman in any circumstance at all. And we need to stand up and make sure that women are cared for in these difficult circumstances. So, look, I appreciate that it may be divisive, but at the end of the day, we have to support women making choices that are safe. As I said, I mean, there's no real argument that even the World Health Organization is behind safe access to these services for women. So, you know, whether it has majority or minority community support, it's all about the woman, her circumstances, and making a choice with her health carers.
Abortion laws vary from state to state. Would you essentially need a uniform federal law to make a policy like this work?
Well, this is something very interesting. I'm hardly an expert on constitutional law, and I know that our states have looked at the various legislation around, for example, taking termination of pregnancy and abortion out of criminal law, that there's been a lot of debate in the parliament with different success in different states. I would think it would have to be, a COAG process, and there would be strong leadership required from a Labor government around this. And I think, you know, in overall, it would be a great outcome if we can get termination of pregnancy out of the criminal code so that it becomes the health issue that it is. A lot of the legislation was drafted many years ago, and just making safe services available for women it should be a national priority, and I think if leadership's shown, that's a very positive thing.
Many hospitals in rural and regional Australia are pretty basic in terms of what they can provide. What proportion of those would struggle with a policy like this?
I think many institutions would struggle, not even small and remote things. I think even larger public hospitals have limited capacity for all sorts of procedures at the moment. And I guess it's one aspect of a broader way of saying how can we improve access to fundamental services for women, for their families around the country. And we'd certainly approve of it being part of a broad look at the role of health services in rural, remote areas. I mean, in Queensland, for example, there's been enormous turmoil over trying to provide maternity services in smaller and more isolated communities. And I think it's another example of how we have to have a national approach to these things. And I think national leadership is what's required to deliver services for our community that they demand and they need.
When it was last in government, Labor placed the abortion pill RU486 on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. But Tanya Plibersek told my colleague Frank Kelly on RN Breakfast this morning that it hasn't been as effective as she had hoped in rural and regional areas. And I find that really interesting. Why is that? Why hasn't RU486 been, you know, something more useful for women in these situations?
Look, I think access, again, is the key, and part of it is women knowing how to access the services. It's about people in the community being able to direct them appropriately to these things. And also there are certain protocols around the use of mifepristone, which is RU486, in different areas. And sometimes the logistics of these things just are what get in the way. They present the barriers. And even if the cost is low, the logistics around being able to obtain the medication, to use it safely, to have the supervision that's required for its safe use, are the things that come into question. So, again, it's part of a broad program to look after women's health. And you know, we certainly support a national approach that tries to iron out barriers to essential health services.
I want to thank you for your time. Thanks so much for joining us and giving your insights.
It's a pleasure, Patricia.
Dr. Steve Robson is a Canberra-based obstetrician and a spokesman for the Australian Medical Association.